All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. celebrate living forever, ever and ever and ever. Amen. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus Live here with myself in the Now Network studio. And yes, our forum is to continue to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will bring on other mixed panel members and different opinions, but we still rely on Jesus that will win my soul, that will win the world's soul, that will assist our testimony to go forward to make disciples. And yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. Yes, it doesn't matter if it's big, little, small, or medium sin. Sin is sin. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and ask him for true forgiveness, he will forgive your sins. He will heal your wounds. He will change the whole direction of your life. And yes, you can begin to live a purposed, righteous, healthy living. And guess what? Following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others that need him. Yes, the moment I met Jesus, that was the immediate thing or privilege that I was given, was to be about my Father's business and tell anyone willing to listen about this miraculous change in my life. And yes, you'll lead people, but you may only sow to people. But the most important thing is that we lead people to Christ and give them a privilege that we have to follow Jesus. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus here on the Now Network. We're excited, as always, to be a part of what God is doing in each and every one of our lives as we connect with one another, as we continue to stay in covenant, as we continue to let God be in control of our entire lives. It's good to see that he's faithful and just. It's good to see that he's not only working it in my life, but he's working in your life too. And it's good for you to also see that he's working it in each one of our lives. And we thank him today for that. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to join together, to believe together, to walk together, and to live together as we follow you, not by power and not by might, but by your spirit. Lord, have your way tonight, that as we discuss you, as we worship you, as we celebrate you, that Lord, you be highly lifted up. Lord, let no agenda get in the way. Let no self get in the way. Let no purpose get in the way. But let your word go forward, that Lord, we leave this place different than we came, changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Come on, somebody clap your hands for Jesus tonight. Amen. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how important he is to you. Tell him this is your week for moving in and to changing positions, and knowing that not only are you so much gratitude for what he's done, but now you're going to start to emulate. You're going to start to walk. Now, you know, this is Holy Week. This is the week before Easter. It started on Palm Sunday yesterday as he entered into Jerusalem to do one of the most the most dynamic thing ever done, was to give himself for me. And I thank God for that. And I thank God that I can remember and I could have a touchstone. A touchstone is remembering God's goodness. Somebody needs to write that down. A touchstone is remembering God's goodness. And in this time of reflection, we remember what has been done, but let me put this, because a lot of people do a lot of things, but we shouldn't be celebrating it. We shouldn't be reenacting it. We shouldn't be going through. What we should do is take this time of the Holy Week to prepare ourselves that we could go through, that we could now be what God has called us to be. We talked about that this morning, children of what? Children of God. And that now, as children of God, we know that everything we do to honor him. Everything we do is to lift him up. If I utter a word out of my mouth, it is for God's glory. Ooh, somebody said, wait a minute. If I use every word out of my mouth, I've never glorified God. Ooh, see, that's where that self-examination comes in, that we know it's not the sound that comes out of my mouth, but it's the word that's in my head. What words am I paying attention to? what words are am I letting guide me and be the encourager of my speech? See, to be a follower of Christ and to talk about Christ, we have to really know that everything we do is for him. So no, I don't speak in profanity anymore. No, I don't speak in hatred anymore, because I want my language to be appealing to God. I want him to get the glory in everything I do. And some of us behind closed doors, I'm talking to myself, looking in the mirror right now, how we treat others, especially people close to us. We take advantage of the people close to us because we know they love us. We know that they have our better interest in heart, and we overlook that. Well, I repent today. If I am that guilty person, I repent and I will do better. I will treat better. I will act better. I will do better, and I will let God get the glory in how I treat my neighbor, how I treat my friend, how I treat my partner, how I treat everyone. I am going to let God get the glory. I'm testifying tonight that he gets the glory in everything. And someone says, well, what if I slip up? No, I'm not slipping up anymore. I was on a good track record for 6 months. No, I'm going to stick with it now. I'm going to go to the next level of truly following Jesus. Oh, no, come on, let's be real about Holy Week. Let's be real about preparation time. Let's be serious about Good Friday, not just a fish dinner, but to be really truly ready to go to the cross. I know that it sounds a little frightening. Well, we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. And that means I can really, really be conscious. Oh my God, I can really be conscious. And what? Conscious in how I treat you. One of the great things that we can do, family, is to submit ourselves to one another. I was sharing this, and I've shared it many times, and I don't mind sharing it again. But you know the story in Mark chapter 12 when they were trying to trick Jesus. And he gave the truth. He told the truth. Say, I'm going to tell the truth. He told the truth. He says in verse 28 of chapter 12, he says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment? Now, watch this. People who are always legalistic will always come with legal questions. People that are always not accountable to spirit will always judge you by the flesh. People, watch this now, people that are always reasoning through their own processes will only give you the result of what their process is, how their pain feels, how their hurt comes through, how their reaction to things, how they allow situations to twist them immediately. Instead of standing still, taking up the position to know where our strength is from, and know if I rely on my strength, which is God, remember everything, come on now, if Jesus is my strength, then I stay strong. If Jesus is my strength, I don't have a bad day. I don't go through. I don't get upset. I don't get angry anymore. See, that's where the preacher, that's where the teacher has to really look and see, how are you handling? Are you truly operating under my commandments? And then we get slick and try to flip the wording. We get a little knowledge on us and think now we can make better sense of it. Well, I'm here to tell you, because I've tried it by example, it does not work when you try to take away what God has done and add in your own perception, your own way of doing things. Oh, come on, I'm not just talking to me. That's you too. We get so stuck up in our way of doing things that we cannot let God do what he does. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Well, the good thing about Jesus is that he never waited to answer a question because he came right back. He said, Jesus answered him. He says, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, the good thing about it is they try to get you tricked in and get you caught into one thing. He never settled for that. He said, number one, let me just tell you what the first of the first of the first is that God is one. We have so many different perceptions of God. You see God this way. I see God that way. I worship God this way. God is the same. Preach, preacher. Yesterday, same today, and same forevermore. Why do we keep trying to change him? Why do we keep trying to get a different picture of him? Why are we always trying to recreate what has already been done? You better confirm with yourself tonight, God is one, house of Israel, talking to you. You talking to me. He's one. And yes, I have a relationship with Jesus. And yes, I have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. But don't you know that if you have a relationship with Jesus, you now have a relationship with the Father, because he says, through me, you have clear access to the Father. And now that you have access to the Father, now you can have relationship with the Father through the what? The Son. So we have to get out of the legalistic mindset that always want to make excuses. Watch this. He says, the first of all the commandments, not one commandment, not two commandments. He said, of all the commandments, the first of all is the Lord. The Lord our God is one. Now you say, well, that wasn't part of the commandments that came down off of Mount Sinai. No, that is the commandment. God is one. He's all of all. He is the great. He is the best. He is the everything. Start to accept it and convince yourself tonight that he is. And you're going to accept the fact and cherish the fact that you got three ways to get to him. The first way is the Son. No. The first way is the Son. And because the Son returned to the Father, now you have the Holy Ghost. That what? Intercedes for you and gets you prepared to get to the Father. But you still have to go through the Son. See how we want to circumvent the system that just because I'm now a child of God and I have a position or a title, I just go straight to God. No, I'm going through Jesus. And if I go through Jesus, I know I'm going to reach the Father. That's going to help somebody tonight. Yes. The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. He's not just your God. He's our God. He's my God too. But watch this. And then he says, and you. See, he went away from a plural conversation to now a one-on-one singular conversation, and he's talking to me. Go ahead, put your name on it too. He's talking to you. Watch this. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The reason why I break that up is because if we practice the most important instructions from Jesus, see, come back on into the playground, we'll never get along. When I know, first of all, the Lord my God, he is one. No, the Lord our God. And I celebrate him with you. And I want you to know he means just as much to you as he does to me, and just as much to me as he does to you. And he loves you just more than he loves me, and he loves me more than he loves. Whatever, however we receive it, we know he's one. Celebrate that tonight. He's one. Not two, not three, not four. He's one. And he's my Father. And guess what? Now I'm his child. And when I'm his child, what do? I love. Now, here's the thing that's going to really help you tonight, because it helped me. When I practice this, when I practice verse 28, 29, 30, and 31, guess what? I cannot go wrong. And I'm telling you now, I'm going harder on these three verses, because you know what? Just because you know it don't mean you're doing it. You heard me say it before. Just because you're doing good does not mean it's God. We have to be intentional to know that what we're doing for God. So I know he's one and he's yours too. Then I know that I have to give him my everything. If there's another description that I thought I had in there, I need to give that up too. My all, my all, my all, my all. And the second like it is this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. See, when we practice what's been preached, we can now start to walk the walk. We can start to talk the talk, and we can start to do what God has truly have us to do. And that's love. So we prepare ourselves this week for love. What did love do? Love gave. Love gave his what? Only begotten son. Come on. Come on. Go to John. John 3:16. Flip on over. Come on. Come on in the playground. Come on in the playground. Let's play together. I know somebody just smiled and said, he is so silly. Come on, let's play. Let's stay silly in the Holy Ghost. When we can read a scripture and be royal. We can sit in the midst of royalty and worship. Guess what? We could do it together. You may stomp your feet. I may clap my hands. Let's do it together. Come on in the playground. John chapter 3. Ooh, I almost got caught up in 6. John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But let's get back up to 1. You know, this was a situation with Nicodemus, okay, and there's a conversation going on. And we got to really pay attention, because we always want to jump to 16 and say, well, wait a minute. What did you miss? We're not missing anything. We're going to do better. We're going to get the nuggets out of here. So when we talk about Jesus, we're not just running our mouths. We are actually being effective in talking Jesus. Watch this, watch this, watch this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, you got to know, he's setting Nicodemus up right now, because Nicodemus thinks he's seeing something that the old ledgers and the old scriptures were talking about. But don't you know, when you're born again, you are a new creation? Watch this, watch this, watch. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born where he is when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, I know my covenant partners right now are saying, look at the connection. And if you weren't on any of the broadcasts, but I've been preaching this for a week, so I'm pretty sure you've heard it. In Matthew 8, it says you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you become what? Converted as little children. But here he's giving us the instruction right here. He says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So what makes you a child of God? You must be baptized by water. You must be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and you must be converted. See, the water takes it away. It cleanses. Oh, my God. The Spirit renews. And now you do the work to become a child of God. Jesus answered, he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can this be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? See, a lot of us think we got all this stuff because of degrees and titles and stuff like that, but we have no spirit. Because first of all, we haven't been converted. And we're not really talking about Jesus. We just playing Jesus. See, talking Jesus means your life shows it, not your mouth. And thank God that we have this platform to be across the nation, across the world right now, on one accord, talking the word of God. But guess what? It's not about what I say. I pray it's my life that's showing you and you and you to say, I see in him the word he's speaking. I see in him the testimony he's telling. I see in him that he's walking the walk. And yes, he's talking the talk because us out here need to hear it. But I pray every move I make is to move closer to God, that he be glorified, he be magnified, he be lifted up. That's why I talk about Jesus for his glory. That's why I talk about Jesus, that he be lifted up. That's why I talk about Jesus. He said, verse 12, he says, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you the heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up his serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because if you didn't know, now you see where 16 comes in. He says, because if you didn't know, for God so loved you, that he sent me, his only begotten son, that all you have to do is believe in me and the works that I do. Then he says, you'll do these works also. Go on to John 14, 12. Write it down. You'll do also. But then he says, greater works will you do. Well, if you didn't know what those greater works is, it's that cross that you're supposed to be bearing every day. If you didn't know what greater works was, it's that pain that you must take for somebody else. It's that suffering that you must endure for somebody else. It's that giving up so somebody else can have. It's that dying so someone else can increase. That's what it's all about. When you love your neighbor and you love yourself. I know it gets rough up in here on the Now Network because we be coming with the truth that hurts, but the truth that will set you free. My hand is lifted today because I claim my freedom. Whoa, thank you. Both hands are up in the air because I decree and declare my freedom of anything that was resident in me less than 5 seconds ago. It is bound on earth. It is bound in heaven. It is loosed on heaven. It is loosed on earth because I am free, and I am free indeed because of Jesus. I challenge you tonight. Dial one. Come on in. Come on in the playground. No, the playground gonna stay open for us to come and sup with one another. But I need somebody to come on in the playground and let's play. Let's love on one another. Let's bless on one another. Let's say, you know what? I am a child of God too. I come to play. And I come to play fair. I come to play intentionally. I come to play that God gets the glory in the playground. Ooh, Jesus. I love me some Jesus. And that means I love me some you. Oh, no, we ain't going to force you. We're going to say it one time, and that's going to be it. Minister Charlene, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Eve, and thank you for another installment of the word that rebukes, it corrects, and it builds us up. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm claiming my freedom in Jesus. Let's talk Jesus.
Come on. I'm claiming my freedom.
Hey, I'm not just running my mouth. It may seem like I'm running my mouth and I might be talking fast, but I'm not trying to talk fast and run my mouth and say nothing. I'm trying to say what thus said the word of God because I need it. And I'm trying to get it. You know, I was, God gave me an opportunity to speak to the women at church last night, and the name of the message was The Misunderstood Sister. Sometimes we're misunderstood because we walk in the flesh. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. It's not even saying it in a self-righteous way. There's no condemnation. So the devil can't get no glory if I'm not walking in my flesh. He's not getting no glory. He's getting rebuked because the condemnation came to me when I was walking in my flesh. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
So I told my sisters, I said, you know, I brought up these different sisters in the Bible and the dynamic and the connecting factor to them. And I said, well, the connecting factor with me and my sisters in Christ is Jesus. Oh, my God.
Ooh, yes.
Because he's the only one who can show us our error, how we look at one another with just like, I won't go into all them, the people, but Hagar despised Sarah. You know, and they weren't literally sisters, but they were. The connecting factor was Abraham. But see, they were at odds because there were some shenanigans going on in how they looked at each other and motives and intentions and all these idiosyncrasies. But we, in the body of Christ, you know, somebody could be at this pocket in the body of Christ on this side of town over there or in that nation or that city, and they're despising their sister or their brother, and they don't even know them. And so they're in the flesh. But God is telling us, and even in Romans 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, that's some hard truth because we say we are of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. So if we are of Jesus Christ and we're saying it, where's the fruit? Where's the fruit? And it's not even pointing a finger, but I said, Lord, it's like there's a theater out here that they have these recliners, and everybody that come in there, no matter if you're sitting at the front row or the back, you can sit in a recliner and just kick back and watch a movie. But I said, imagine we're all on gurneys, and God, yes. And we rolled into the presence of God. We're all on gurneys, and we rolled into the presence of God. And God is looking at each and every one of our hearts. And while we're there on the gurney, I was like, I said, this is the time that God is looking at our hearts for us to repent, to say I'm sorry for how I looked at my sister, how I could identify walking in her shoes. Oh, my God, because she couldn't identify walking in my shoes because of what we have gone through. So the misunderstood sister is the one I misunderstood them as they have misunderstood me. And it's not gender. It's like my brother or my sister. But, you know, it's just a conviction. So I said, wow. That, you know, I didn't always think that way.
I didn't always care
about what somebody said or how they looked at me. I remember when I was, you know, just fed up, and I wanted to ask them, what are they looking at?
Yeah.
But God, he's bringing up the conviction to repent of that, because how can I speak with my brother or my sister in compassion if I'm already despising them or have the wrong spirit, how I should look at them. And so that's what I got out of what you were saying. You said, God so loved the world, but we must be converted. We must not only repent and talk it, but we must, my God, ask God to help us so we can be changed and converted. You know, so.
Amen. That's it. Look, you surmised that right up.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Amen. But it's important that all of us press and go there. And I, like I said, I'm encouraged because I see that the group, that the covenant and the partners and everybody, it's not just for play. We are really seeing each other grow together. And I even, people from the outside say, man, I get your people, man. Man, is that Minister Terry? Man, is that Minister Charlene doing? Is that the same one that was doing this thing 2 years ago? I'm like, yep. Man, just the growth that all of us have experienced, and the other people are even acknowledging it. It's encouraging because
wow,
we can do it. But now I want to tell the next person out there, you can do it too. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Anybody else got a couple more minutes? I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus tonight, even though I see the board. Three, I want to, but I'm not. And we're going to honor that. Amen. But thank you guys for joining us tonight. Let's Talk Jesus. This is Holy Week. Get yourself ready. Join us Wednesday for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. We're going to continue the teaching of owning, taking ownership, and getting ready to go to the next level. Yeah, that'll be part two on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast. Then I want to invite you again, April 27th at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. We're putting on a concert, free gospel concert, free food, free fellowship, free fun, free prayer, free anything. We're doing a full-blown concert out there. We're taking artists in right now. My church, Hill City Church, Los Angeles, is sponsoring along with Think Big Incorporated, my Bishop Harold Jackson, both men of God, Pastor Dedrick Hatton, First Lady Dominique Hatton, Bishop Harold Jackson and his beautiful wife. They are family. We are in covenant, and we're doing this thing. We're bringing gospel versus gun violence to Compton, California. Sylvia Nunn's Angels, who is hosting this dynamic event. It's April 27th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. We're going to have music. Pastor Dedrick is going to also do a mini concert for the community. It's going to be off the chain. If you've never heard him before, come out and share this time with us. Bring somebody, and bring somebody that doesn't know the Lord, but bring somebody with you and come on out. April 27th, Covenant Partners, I need your help. We are going to be asking all our Covenant Partners in the area for one side dish and a case of water. Those out of town Covenant Partners, we asked for at least $20. We need help on this. We want to make this a free event all the way through. We want to feed. We got 1,000 pounds of meat that has been donated already. We got the barbecue pit, humongous. We got the stage. We got the music. We need size and water to make this thing successful. We're going to be asking you to be a part of that. And it's going to be. I'll have a list this week. We're going to be basically doing fruits, salads, rices, vegetables. We want to stay healthy in that arena, but we need your help. Amen. April 27th, gospel versus gun violence. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, family. I tell you, awesome word, Pastor E, awesome message. You know, when I hear the word of God, I take it personal because, you know, I have to work on myself. I have to work on myself on just being patient. I have to be patient with others. And I heard Minister Charlene say, have that compassion for others, because I have to realize there was one time in my life where Jesus wasn't the head of my life, and somebody was my grandmother, my mom, and everybody. But until you get that one-on-one relationship with him, and everybody will in their time, but we want them all to do it right now.
Right.
Because we know the time is now, because, you know, that relationship, that's more important than anything in life. So I just keep praising the Lord, and I keep letting him know Jesus loves you. And he loves us. He loves us when we didn't love ourselves, you know. And so I just pray. I always pray to our Heavenly Father. I pray to him to give me just patience with everybody, because, and just keep sharing Jesus, because Jesus is alive and he lives within. But that's what I continue to work on constantly within myself, so he can live within me, you know, because the time is now. You know, we don't have no time off, no time to wait. Glory be to God. I think of all the time, in the good and the bad. But I did hear you say too, Pastor E, the 27th, you said free. One side and
free.
A case of water.
Yep.
Yes. I told sis, but we're looking forward to it too. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we need volunteers too. So, you know,
I put my gloves on and serve. You know, I put my clean up too.
We already know.
You know.
We're excited. Okay.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
I'll get that list out to everybody on the sides. It will be coming out this week so we can all be on one accord. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Minister Terry.
Amen. God bless.
Come on. Anybody else? Got a couple more minutes. We'll take a couple more calls. If not, thank you. God bless you. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But the most important thing, you are beautifully made by God. Come on, change your name. You are God's greatest miracle. Start acting like it. Start transforming yourself to be something never, ever been done before. And you can do it. I'm telling you, with Christ, you can do all things. Without him, give up. You can't do nothing. It's over. But I believe in you, and I believe God. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you. When will we be back? Wednesday for Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose. God bless.
You are full of grace and truth, so we worship you, Almighty God. You are a Redeemer, you redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of mercy. You are full of grace.
Worship
God,
Almighty God, full of mercy, every day.
Worship you
every time we shine your day. That's That's where we lay down our lives. That's where we bow down and bend.
We were
and by
you. We worship
and surrender.
We worship
and choose
you.
To lose.
We worship you.
And turn the
we
other cheek. And walk
we
the extra mile.
We
and give and give and give and give again, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God.